Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Yes.
Yes, Mary, this is Sheldon Benjamin. How are you doing?
All right, thank you.
I apologize for yesterday. I wasn't feeling well. I didn't come to work.
Oh, well, I hope you're better today.
Yeah, I'm much better today. So,
great.
I did read your message. You said you were having problems with editing the file, right?
Yes, I went in and out of there like four different times, reading and saving, you know, making any changes. Then I would go back in and it would be gone. But I found this in, you know, like in this folder.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just needed to get it back to you.
So do you have the edits done or did you lose the edits as well?
Well, I had lost it, but then, you know, I couldn't, because when I would go back in, it wouldn't be there. So, yes, I went in this folder, you know,
mm-hmm.
and found it.
Okay, so now you just have to send it to me.
Yes.
So, let me guide you on that, okay?
Oh, okay. Let me go back into my email.
Okay. You don't have to go into your email. You open the Teamwork, right? The
open
Teamwork
what?
Platform. You open the Teamwork platform
Teamwork,
to reply,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
So,
you just sent a message thanking Lisa.
Excuse me?
You just sent a message to thank Lisa, right? Thanks, Lisa and Mary
yes,
Johnson.
I did. So, yeah, I went into my email and brought up that, brought up the email,
mm-hmm.
the page.
Yes. When you open the page, you click on Add Reply, right?
Okay, just a minute. Let me create a design. Huh, I went in here now. Okay. All right, here's the Teamwork. All right, and now what do I attach it?
Did you add reply, attach file.
Okay, reply.
There should be an option to attach file.
I could do. Uh-huh, okay, attach it from the computer. Okay, I wasn't sure I could do that.
You can.
Let me see. I don't want to go from there. I want to get it from attach. Well, let me do that. I can bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not right.
You can also just drag and drop the file if you know how to.
Okay, I can drag it, drop it into my documents, and then get it from there. Is that what I need to do?
Which folder do you have it in? Open the folder that you have it in.
Okay. All right, this at the bottom of the screen here, this little folder. I've got that. Then I can bring up the Word document.
Mm-hmm.
And it will display it for me. But then it's like, where do I have any option to do anything with it?
Okay. So go back to Teamwork, okay?
All right, I'm back at Teamwork where I am doing...
Did you click Add Reply?
Add Reply.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing Add Reply where I can just reply back to you with a little arrow going to the left.
Oh, wait, are you replying to me via email, or are you replying?
Yes.
Okay. So in your email, you see the last message. It's probably from Lisa, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So it should be written as, I think, Lisa Taylor replied to this message, right?
Okay, wait just a minute. Let me see if I can see all, because I had replied back, thanks, Lisa. So, all right, Lisa Taylor. Okay, here's hers. Okay. So I'm looking at hers. What do I?
It's written as Lisa Taylor replied to this message, right? And then it displays her message, right?
Wait a minute. I'm looking at the email, teamwork. I'm down here where it says Lisa Taylor replied.
Mm-hmm.
And there is her message.
Yeah. So do you see, can you click on the message? Like it should say Lisa Taylor replied to this message. There should be a link attached to message. Can you click that?
There should be a link to
Yeah.
No, it's not letting me do anything with that. There's not a link. It's just a replied email, and it's not allowing me to click on anything or, you know, get any response.
It should be showing you a message, right? It should show something. Lisa Taylor replied. And
Lisa Taylor replied, yes. Uh-huh.
Did it say just Lisa Taylor replied, or on the first message, on the topmost, did you see Lisa Taylor replied to this message? Is it fully written there?
Yes. Oh, up here at the top. All right.
At the top,
click on message?
Yeah, click on
All
message.
Right.
Yeah, it will guide you to an address page.
Okay, to log in?
Yeah. You remember your login, the one you made?
Yeah.
Log in.
Okay. Now, down at the bottom, it says add reply.
Yes. Now, click on that add reply button. You should see a text box show up. Okay? Right?
Yes, there's a, yeah.
Now, below that text box, you should see a few names, and below that, you should see attach a file.
All right, let's see. Attach a file. All right, down at the bottom. Okay.
Yeah.
First,
you
should type your message here.
You can
type any message.
Yeah, you'll have to type at least something to go with the file.
Mm-hmm.
So just attach the file and send it my way, and I'll forward it to the team. And what are your thoughts on the draft, by the way?
Excuse me?
The draft that you read through, or what's your feedback on it, if I may ask?
Okay, I had I made a couple of changes, several changes. But one question I had, it all got a lot of spaces, like where there's even a paragraph might be a space between there, two spaces between in the middle of a paragraph. Do I need to put those together? And then where there's dialogue, there's like might be five or six spaces between there. So is that
any problem? It brings structure to the – usually there's a lot of spaces between each of the dialogues, so it brings structure to the book. That's part of the formatting that you got.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you don't want that kind of change, you can always let us know, and we'll follow it according to your preferences. Don't worry.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, all right. So I'm reading down through it, and then where there's dialogue, there would be, there would be several spaces, and then a dialogue, and then several spaces, not just double space between dialogue. Do I need to, delete all the
spaces? Confirm that. Let me confirm that as well. Maybe there's a slight issue with that. Normally, that doesn't happen. There's several spaces. Let me confirm. So, set the first. Okay. I don't know why this is happening. That's weird. There shouldn't be this many spaces.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, but down here at the bottom where it says attach a file, and then I clicked on that, nothing's happening, but it does say add files. Is that where I said drop or paste files here?
Yeah.
So I'll add files, and okay.
You can just drag and drop the file into that box now. When you click attach a file, you can click the add files option.
Okay,
and
I did.
It will show you a pop-up.
It took me to my documents.
Yeah, now you can, Janne, you just have to find that file and click on it, and it will attach it to the message.
Okay, so... Okay, let me see if I can put this file into my documents, because it's down here at the bottom in this folder along the bottom of the screen. And it's not in my documents file. Would it be in Word?
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to let me drag and drop that anywhere. Oh, this is frustrating.
You're having problems with that. Did you find the file?
Okay. Now, let me, let me see if I can drag this up here in my documents.
You don't have to drag it up anywhere. Just click it, and then there should be a small option to open.
Click the file, and it...
Click on the file that you want to send to me, okay? Did you click on it?
Okay, I've gone over here and got the, clicked on the file. But it's down. It's not in my documents.
It's okay. It doesn't have to be in your documents.
So how am I going to drag it, because I'm not even at the screen?
Okay, just you have the, once you open add a file, it brought you to your documents, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't in the documents. Let me put it in the documents.
You moved, did you move around in that, and did you see your file?
Okay, let me see if it's here now. I tried to drag it and drop it into my documents, because it's only showing up at the bottom of the screen in the folder.
It's only showing in the download folder.
Yes.
Okay. I have a question. On the screen that you have right now, in which you're searching, on the bottom right, do you see an option that says open and cancel, right?
Yes.
Okay. So just locate your file. It doesn't have to be in your documents. Where's the file? In downloads?
Yeah.
Go to downloads.
Go to downloads?
Go to downloads. Click the file just once. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Now.
Click open.
All right. And click open.
Yeah. Did the pop-up disappear?
It got my documents back.
Documents. Yeah. So are you back to the teamwork page?
No. I'm still just looking at documents. It didn't take me back to anywhere.
You clicked open, right?
Yes.
Hmm.
Click open, and it brought up documents.
Brought up documents? That's...
Yeah.
That's
so
weird.
Okay, let me go back to... All right, back to the page where it says drop or paste files here. Select,
do you see the name of your file anywhere above the add file option? Do you see the name of your file now above the add file option anywhere?
No.
I mean, it's still not attached. Okay, I'll make it comparatively simpler. Okay. Let's do this.
Okay. Now, up here where it says attach a file,
yeah.
Down here at the bottom in blue, it says add file. So would it let me attach a file?
No, if you click attach a file, it gives you a few options, like add a file, select from existing files, or Google Drive, right?
Yeah, it
gives
does.
You
yeah.
these
so
options.
I just went back to add files.
Okay, click on add file. You get your documents option, right?
Yes.
Okay, locate your file from this box. Okay. Once you locate your file, let me know.
When I go back to my documents, that file that I edited isn't in there.
But it's in downloads.
And I tried to drag and drop it up into my documents, and it didn't go. So I don't know what's the matter here.
I don't think you can move around files at this time. So just go to downloads, click on the file, and then click open. Tell me what happens.
Okay, now I've got the file. I'm looking at it.
Just click on the file once, and then click open.
Down at the bottom of the screen?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you back at the teamwork page?
When I do that, it doesn't do anything. It just says documents shortcut, open, down at the bottom there. All right.
Should I just give you my email so you could forward to me via email? Would that be better?
Yes, it would.
Okay, well, let me give you my email. Okay, you can send me any files that you want over the email, but we'll talk on message and text. Is that okay?
I can send it by the email and what?
You can send any files to me by the email, okay, and we'll continue our conversations on Teamwork. Is that okay?
Yes.
So, let's see. Hello, Mary. My email, send the file here. Thank you. Let me see. Push reply. So, you probably have a message from me now that with my email attached on Teamwork. Do you see it?
Okay, let me go back to. Here's my email. Send the file here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my email. Send the file. I think that this would be much easier for you, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's going would be. Okay, now, so I will have to do an email. I can't send it from here.
Yeah, it's since you're having a difficulty, it's rather easier for you to send an email, like the file via email, right?
Yes.
So just send it to me via email. It's no problem.
All right. Okay. I'll do that. Thanks.
Perfect. If you have any problems, do text me. Let me know, and I'll give you a call.
Okay, now.
And don't worry about these spaces, okay? I'll get them adjusted by the next draft. You won't see any of these white spaces anymore. I'll get this corrected, okay?
Oh, okay, great.
Perfect. So don't have to worry about
and
it
then
if
it,
you have...
Has, the draft has, these are short stories. So it has a chapter 1, chapter 2, up to, like, chapter 23, and then stopped the draft. Now, will it... just like an example in the draft, so would it have the rest of the chapters because there's 56 stories?
Yeah, because the draft is edited till I think it, if I recall correctly, it's a specific number of pages that were edited for the draft. Let me confirm how many pages was that.
Okay, yeah, they anyway did to the 20 about 23 stories.
Let's see. Where is it? Let me confirm. Just give me a second. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right. So let's see, how far are we edited into this? Okay, it's around till chapter 7. Okay. Right?
Yes.
I think that is on page 33. Yeah, till page 33 we have the edits, right?
Yes.
Yes. So yeah, we'll be delivering graphs like this. It won't be a complete. We'll just, I'll tell, from now on, I'll tell you piece to piece how many pages we have edited, so you have an idea till where you have to look. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm sorry about the major spaces that are there. I don't know why they are there, but I'll get them corrected. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. So by next week, I should have another draft for you, okay? Because we wait for your feedback in order to start the next draft. So within 5 to 7 working days, I'll send you another draft, okay?
All right.
Perfect. Any other questions, Mary?
I guess that might be it right now. I had some things. It's written down here, but looks like we've covered those. Oh, and the size of the book. I didn't know for sure. I just said like 5x7. What is like about the standard for paperback?
Standard size is 6x9.
Okay. Do you think that would be the best choice then? To do 6x9?
Yeah, usually for novels like this, it's good to have a 6x9 print size. It's easy to carry, not too small. And because your book has a lot of pages, if you were to cut it to 5x7, it's going to be like a really bulky book, but really small at the same time. So it's just going to look weird. It's better to have a 6x9
book. Okay, great.
It gives a decent, you know, size to it. But it's not too big either.
Good. All right.
So I think it's already adjusted to that size. Let's see. Size is 6x9, yeah. The graph we're sending you is in 6x9 size, okay?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, maybe the spaces did happen because we adjusted it, but maybe the writer did forget to make the adjustment and, you know, the gaps, okay? But I'll look into it, and I'll get this done. You won't have a problem with this.
Okay, great.
Perfect, Mary. And thank you for your feedback, and I'll get back to you with the next draft.
Good, thank you.
Welcome, Mary. Have a good day. And remember to send me the file, okay?
All right. I'm doing it right now.
Perfect. Thank you, Mary. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye.